Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Johnson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Johnson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher misplays the ball. That's an error on Croucher. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to third. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino catches it and throws to first to double up McCuskey. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Glenn and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Croucher moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada throws the ball into Hefner who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Croucher scores. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tebbets moves to second. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-0 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell is hit by the pitch. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn tags and scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Hoag steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Hoag steals third. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. McCoskey scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. There goes Greenberg trying to get to third. Hoag throws the ball into Clift, who tags Greenberg for the out. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace pinch hits for Fred Johnson. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 4 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Grace moves to second. Mel Mazara pinch hits for Don Hefner. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.